We drive by a church every Sabbath on our way to church, and it says casual worship. You assume immediately that they mean casual attire. I decide to look up the church on the internet to see what they meant by casual worship. They have two churches just 5 miles apart. They have four services between the two. One of the first things on the website is to let you know that you can come in casual attire. You just come as you are. It also shows that one of their services is so casual that they all sit around at tables and eat breakfast goodies and drink orange juice and that while the minister gives the sermon. So they're pretty much casual on everything. They do have a traditional one, but they said that was still pretty relaxed. This is a trend that seems to be happening, you know, across America and maybe even the world. This started me thinking, you know, does it matter? What does God require? I looked up the definition of casual, and it said happening by chance without definite or serious intentions, relaxed or unconcerned. I thought, does the Bible give explicit instructions of what God requires? Let's turn to Exodus 19:10. Exodus 19:10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." The requirement to come before God for the children of Israel was to be clean clothing. We are coming in the presence of God when we come to church, like when we come here today. When Moses and Joshua came into the presence of God in separate occasions, they were both told to remove their sandals as a sign of reverence because they were standing on holy ground. When I first started working at Walmart, the men were required to wear a tie. If you'll dress up in order to have a job, why would you not dress up before you go in front of the King of Kings? I even asked one of the guys who goes to a Baptist church, and asked him if he'd dressed up. I was 100% sure he'd say yes. He goes, "No." And I'm the usher. I was kind of shocked by that, but he says he doesn't, but his wife does. So, and try entering the court of any king on earth today in casual garment. Let's see how far you get. You don't need to turn to it, but in Matthew 22:11 it reads, "But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on wedding garments. And he said to him, 'Friend, how do you come in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless." I understand that people have felt that dressing up was insincere and for a show in the past, and they see it as hypocritical. The point is, who are we dressing for? Are we dressing before a king, or are we dressing to show off to others? 1 Timothy 2:9, Timothy was instructed with these words, "In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel and propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for a woman professing godliness with good works." This is seemed to be battling an attitude of dressing up outwardly but not being filled with godliness. We'll turn to Leviticus 19:30. Leviticus 19:30 says, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." That shows that we must show reverence in the worship of God and in the place where he has put his name. Even King David had to learn the lesson of not showing proper reverence for the things of God. If you'll turn to 2 Samuel 6, verses 3 through 7. So they set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Achiah, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the Ark of God. And Achiah was before the Ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments, of fir wood, on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand on the Ark of God and took hold of it, and the oxen stumbled. In verse 7, then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died before the Ark of God. Problem was, the Ark was specifically designed to be carried on the shoulders of men in the priesthood with staves through the rings. They were carrying it on a cart pulled by oxen, the way the Philistines had done when they captured it, and God was not pleased with their casual attitude. God also gave specific instructions on garments of the priesthood that we don't have time to go into. But we are now a royal priesthood, a chosen generation before God. You must come before God with reverence and in the best clean garments that you have. I'll be reading to you from Revelation 20, verse 7. Now, in 1,000 years that expired, Satan will be released from his prison. In verse 8, and he will go out and deceive the nations which are in the four corners of earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is to be of the sand of the sea. Verse 9, they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and the fire came down from God out of the heaven and devoured them. After 1,000 years of no Satan and continual peace, it would seem that you would have a casual attitude. I'm sure they will be warned of the prophecy and told to make themselves ready for the deception to come, but will not heed the warning. They'll be complacent, and sure, they are showing the proper respect and will be caught off guard. I want to look once again at the definition of casual. Happening by chance without definite or serious intentions, relaxed and unconcerned. We cannot be lacking in a serious attitude toward the worship of God and being relaxed and unconcerned. It would seem that the danger of casual attire is that the messages also become casual. We can't see the Sabbath as just another day, but it is a time to set apart for worshiping God on a day that He said He wanted to be worshiped on, with reverential proper respect. So hopefully this sermonette wasn't too casual.